السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته حضرة مفتي عبد الفاضل صاحب دامت بركاته أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Tuesday morning مفتي صاحب the platform is yours
الحمد لله رب العالمين today is the 17th of Ramadan 1446 and with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala today we focus on Surah 24 chapter 24 Surah Nur verse number 35 so Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us Allahu Nuru Samawati Wal Ard Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the Nur, the radiance, the effulgence in the heavens and in the earth. Meaning that Almighty Allah created everything. Who gave us the sun, the moon, the stars, everything Almighty Allah. Which scientists, which government can do that? You can see the governments in the world. They can't even run their own departments and so forth. And everything with precision, remember that the sunrise, the sunset. You look at the 14th night moon shining in His glory for thousands of years, 100 years, million years. Allah alone knows. So that is Allahu Nuru Samawati Wal Ard. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the radiance and the effulgence in the heavens and in the earth. Masalu Nurihi, the parable example of the Nur and the radiance of Almighty Allah. This parable is given for our puny little brains because we cannot understand things beyond our perception, comprehension. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ These examples that are given to humanity, remember are such so that human being may wonder, ponder over it. Chapter 59 and verse number 21, and there Almighty Allah mentions the beauty and the rationale for all these examples in the Quran Sharif. So the parable example of the Nur-e Ilahi, that is the Nur radiance, effulgence of Almighty Allah, for our puny little brains. Now this will be at that time when there was no electricity and so forth. So hundreds of years ago and so forth and so on. Kamishkatin is like a niche. You know what's a niche? That in our masajid, in our mosque, you will still find it. In the eastern countries, you will find it. A recess in the wall. And there you put the kitab, you put your Quran Sharif like that. Fiha misbah. And in that recess, in that niche, in that opening in the wall, there is a lamp. And that lamp there is al-misbahu fi zujaja. So that lamp is covered, remember, by glass. So this refers to the heart of a Muslim. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala places the hidayat, the nur. And then the nur will increase all the time when we practice on Islam and will be reducing and get less and less if we don't practice. And then Allah places the cover on that iman so that we are not influenced by the Zionism, capitalism and secularism. Like how that glass, it protects the lamp from the moths and so forth and insects and so forth. So Almighty Allah states as zujaja. So this glass there, ka'annaha kawkabun durriwi. So now it is like shining like a brilliant star. But it's not the glass that is shining, that is just a reflection. It is the lamp that is shining, but when we look at it, it looks at like the glass is shining. So that is how the Muslim, when people look at us, there's no wine, there's no swine. We don't kill babies and children like the Israeli apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. And Americans, the haramis, the biggest terrorists on earth today are the Americans and Israelis. So then they can see that the shining, how come these people have so much peace, tranquility, and they are trying what they are, all their things. So prostitution, homosexuality, gay business, and lesbian, and riba, and interest, and yet their suicide rates always increasing. كأنها كوكب دري يوقد. And it's like a shining, glittering, brilliant star that has been ignited من شجرة مباركة, from a blessed tree, remember that. Which is this blessed tree? Zaytuna, the olive tree. لا شرقية ولا غربية. No in the eastern, no in the western. You will find it everywhere almost. When I went to Egypt, Badallah said 5, 6, 7 times. So once I said, we must go. Remember, this was the time of President Hafiz, Muhammad Mursi, Rahimahullah, and not this Pharaoh Harami's Murtad that we got nowadays there, Sisi and company. So then we went from Cairo to, remember, that is to the Mount Sinai, you know. So that is that. So anyway, then we went there to Mount Sinai and we climbed to the brother there, Suleiman. He told me, Sheikh Abdul Qadir, if you're not going to climb today, you will never climb. I said, how you know? He said, look, it's drizzling. And it only drizzles here twice a year. And that's all the olive tree needs to survive. I said, Subhanallah, Suleiman, let's go. Subhanallah, to climb to the apex of the mountain took us, you must remember, about 3-4 hours. And to come down took us about 2 hours. And no water, nothing on top. Because the tourists were boycotting and so forth. So that is how we reached right there on top. It was Asr time. I told Suleiman, today I'll give Adhan, I'll give Imam, make Imamah, you follow me. My wife was with me, I had to hold the hand firm. So Allah helped us everywhere and is helping us and will help us. Inshallah al-Aziz at all times, all places, all circumstances. Yakadu zaytuha yudhi'u. And remember that this oil of this olive oil will make it shine and on the verge of making it shine even more. وَلَوْ لَمْ تَمْسَسْهُ نَارٍ. Even if the fire does not touch it. So meaning that if we are connected to Quran Sharif, Sunnah Mubarakah, the truth, so inshallah we will still be shining, glittering on the right path and so forth. نُورٌ عَلَى نُورٍ. So this is one radiance upon another radiance, and that is from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So remember our heart when we say Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. So that is, Ya Allah, increase, enhance the nur, the radiance in the inner recesses of our heart, so we can draw a distinction and a dichotomy between Haqq and Batil. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Wabisa radiallahu anhu, the sahabi, istafti qalbak, istafti nafsak, ask your heart, ask your inner conscience, and so forth and so on. Yahadillahu linurihi may yasha. Almighty Allah gave this guidance or this nur of his to whomever he wishes. 8 billion plus people on this earth, 7 billion, remember, got no hidayat. That they are the people that sped straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. Their life is what? That is wine, dine and swine, murder and kill people and deport people and do all these kind of things there. So you must remember, create wars and make problems for people. So Almighty Allah says, وَيَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ. So these are the examples that Almighty Allah gives for humanity. And I told you, chapter 59, verse 21, وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ. That these examples are given to humanity, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, so that they wonder, ponder, and reflect over it. وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is knows everything. Nothing is hidden and obscure from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. O Muslim, now you are going to the masjid, you're going walking, you're going by car, by vehicle, and the route to the masjid. So read the sunnah dua. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, Allahumma ij'al fi qalbi nura, wa fi sam'i nura, wa fi badani nura, wa fi lisani nura, wa an yamini nura, wa shimali nura, wa fawqi nura, wa tahti nura, wa amami nura, wa ورائي نورا. So we ask Allah for radiance, for nur, for effulgence. Ya Allah, place nur, effulgence in my heart, in my eyes, in my tongue, in my ears, and in my entire body anatomy. Ya Allah, all six directions, that right, left, top, bottom, in front and behind me. And Ya Allah, Allama jal fi dami nura, wa fi asabi nura, wa fi sha'ri nura, wa fi bashari nura, wa fi asabi nura. Subhanallah. Ya Allah, in my skin, give nur. In my nervous system, bless us with nur. Ya Allah, my blood, give nur. Ya Allah, give me nur in my inner self, wa fi nafsi nura. And my hair, give nur. So imagine the Master alayhi salam teaching us. Our message is a nurani message, and a message filled with radiance and effulgence. All these haramis, whole lot of them. Remember the kuffar system, your democracy, socialism, communism, secularism, capitalism, and Zionism, all haramis. All these are darknesses, remember that. So Habibuna sallallahu's mandate was, chapter 14, verse number 1, لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. You take the people out from the darknesses and bring them towards the nur and radiance of Islam. So that is what we should be doing, remember that. So Almighty Allah bless us with Iman, true Iman. Not only Ramadan Iman. After Ramadan, no Fajr Salat. After Ramadan, then the movies, then the girlfriends and the boyfriends, and all the vices carries on. So that's a sign of rejection, remember that. A sign of acceptance is we continue with the good deeds and abstain from all the haram and the things that are unlawful. Allah Jalla Wala grant us tawfiq. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today in South Africa, Southern Africa, Mauritius, is the 17th of Ramadan, Yom Badr. Quran Sharif calls it Yom Furqan. Open the beginning of the 10th juz, the 10th subara, you will find it there. The day of distinction, the day Allah gave victory to the Muslims over the enemies, Abu Jahl and company. And inshallah, Allah will give victory to our Hamas and the Houthis over Israel and America and all the Arab tempor dictators, haramis, murtads, who are helping them as well. Let's present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally. Last night, Israel time, occupied Palestine time, 2 o'clock, they martyred and murdered 35 people in Gaza. This Israelis, and they were bombing and killing children, women, civilians, and so forth. You know what they said? They said, why Hamas is not accepting the ceasefire? That which ceasefire? The one you want, that everything must be according to you, we will never accept. And we say, one settler, one bullet. Your general said yesterday, Hamas outwitted us and they outplayed us. And the Israeli media reports that they don't have enough soldiers. Can you believe that? Hamas, 15, 20,000 people, beat Israel, beat America, beat 60 countries. And therefore, and this Arab tempor dictator, Saudi Arabia, Emirates, Qatar, Bahrain, Morocco, Jordan, Egypt, all haramis, whole lot murtad, remember that. They're all helping Israel, America. And remember, they just say we're sending aid and so forth, but they hate Hamas and they hate the Yemenis. This MBS, the murtad, you Salafi scholars who have sold your soul to the devil in 2015, he martyred, murdered over thousands of people and displaced millions of them in Yemen. That's your MBS. Pakka murtad wa man shakka fi kufrihi fa wa kafirun. Who got shak regarding him being a kafir, you yourself a kafir. You can quote me anywhere in the world. We are very clear on this point here. You must remember that. Israel, remember that, is becoming an autocracy. Now he wants to become the tenpot dictator. He wants to become like the small Trump, Netanyahu, but is a war criminal. And remember, Israel slowly, slowly, gradually will fall apart and will be removed from the international scene. Some countries are already referring to that piece of land as Palestine and no more Israel. Protesters there in Israel, Tel Aviv and other places against Netanyahu, why did you fire the chief of Shin Bet? So therefore they are now protesting. And the Houthis attacked the U.S. Navy carrier, and what they did, he Trump, and the big talk, they got a shock of their life, and now they sped away, the ship moved away from there, and the Houthis say, you come near here again, any American ship, any Israeli ship, we will bomb you, never mind you bomb us. We are prepared for martyrdom, and you are not prepared for that. Inna Allah maulana wa la maula lakum. Verily, Allah is our protector, and you don't have Allah on your side. That is the true Muslim. Fa ni'mal maula wa ni'mal nasir. Allah jalla wa la is the best helper and the best protector. Chapter 22, verse 78. And remember, the tariffs that Trump is trumpeting away is causing global economic disaster. The inflation rate will increase, and remember, the lifestyle of people will then decrease, and this will lead to micro and macro problems. So this is how America will implode, inshallah. See already, Canada, the new prime minister there, Sugani, I don't know, he got a Mammon surname, Sugani or Ghani, whatever they call him. So normally the Canadian prime minister, like in Pakistan, when you become prime minister, first visit Saudi Arabia. That's the law in Pakistan. They have to go begging, you know. So the law in Canada was the tradition. You must go visit America. But this guy here, he's against America, against Israel. He spoke against Israel publicly also, this new prime minister. So he kicked America on their backside, you must remember that, Trump, and said, I don't visit you. We're building our own coalition. And he said he went to visit France, Macron. He went to visit Starmer there in UK. Not that these are good guys, all haramis also. But he's showing Trump, we got no time for you. And we will impose our own tariffs. And you talk too much, your three cities get electricity from us. We will switch it off. So you see, so illegal abortion in Texas. So now they arrested two ladies, two people, and they said that, you know, abortion is not legal here in Texas, and those ladies were busy with it. So they arrested them and so forth. You see, you must be like Rwanda, Kigali. You must be tough with those whiteys. Teach them a lesson. We're fed up of the apartheid. We're fed up of the colonial mentality. White is right and the West is the best. Kigali, very good. Any African country kicks out the Westerners, Americans and British and French and whoever else. So Kigali, the Rwandan government, expels the Belgium diplomats. And said, 48 hours, you get out from here. America gave the South African ex-ambassador 72 hours. They gave less, 48 hours. You pack up and get out from here. Very good. I salute you for that, you must remember. We don't agree with other things, but on this we agree. Listen to Trump trumpeting away. They all got a personal agenda, remember that. Trump announces with his chumchas and sidekicks, hey, Hunter Biden will become the hunted. So no more special security and protection for Hunter Biden and Ashley Biden. You know Ashley? She is the daughter of Joe Genocide Biden. And Hunter is the one filled with drugs and prostitution. And his father forgave him, you know, pardoned him. So that is American-style justice. So he say, we're wasting money. No more protection for them. How humiliated they are. We must have, where's the Arab countries? But they got no iman. If the South African non-Muslim country took Israel to the ICJ, So you, the puppets there worshipping America, you Arab rulers, good for nothing, murtads. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Waylul lil Arab, woe and destruction to you Arabs, Sahih Hadith in Muslim Sharif. So referring to the rulers primarily, you should be indicting Joe genocide and say he also must be taken. But who got that iman? These are a bunch of murtads. They worship America, they worship Israel, they want peace with them. So you must remember that this is how they get humiliated. US warns Iran, if the Houthis attack again, we will attack you. This is all just talking nonsense, you know, that they can attack Iran. Iran will attack all these Arab states, finish in 1 week, they won't have water and so forth. So America, they talk nonsense, you must remember. Thousands march in Sana'a. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made special dua for the people of Yemen, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. I went to Yemen in 2000 with my brother Yusuf Dokrat Marhum. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. He and his son Umar Farooq passed away in 2002. Tragic accident. Allah grant him, Yusuf, his son, Umar Farooq, Papa, all of them Jannat al-Firdaus. All three of them, three generations, passed away on a Friday, you see. So that is how you should understand. Sana'a, you have Sana'a Qadim and Sana'a Jadid. Sana'a, the ancient city and the modern city. So there, these people in their thousands, they were marching and saying, take action against America, take action against Israel. And they had the Quran in one hand and they had their khanjar, their daggers in the other hand and their rifles with them. And they said, we prepared, you must remember, death to America, death to Israel. So these are the people, Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made special dua for them. Allahumma barik lana fi yamanina. Ya Allah, give barakah to the people of Yemen. Al-imanu yamaniyun, iman you will find in Yemen. Wal-hikmatu yamaniya, true wisdom you will find in Yemen. Wal-fiqhu yamaniyun, the true understanding of fiqh and jurisprudence, masla masail Yemen. Four duas, all in Bukhari Sharif. Somebody asked, Ya Rasulullah, wa fi Najdina, this Riyadh and the Saudi Arabia, Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, refused to make dua for the Saudis and this Riyadh area and that Najd. Said, Hunaka al-fitan wa-zalazil. When they invited us for a conference, then the somebody asked the question about Najd. They said, no, Najd refers to Iraq and all that. That one Cape Town Sheikh, Jazawullahu khair, I think it was Sheikh Abdul Rahman or somebody. I always forget his name. So he picked up his hand. You see, first day I picked up my hand. We tangled them up. So they got the shock, you know. They thought that these guys just came here like passengers. So that Sheikh also, next day, he picked up his hand. He said, it can't be applying to Iraq. Because when we studied the ahadith of Miqat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ahli Najd in Qarnul Manazil. And Ahlu Najd and Qarnul Manazil in Saudi Arabia. So he didn't know what to say. He was really gone purple, pink, and all colors, you see. So thus is the Najdis. Remember that. Saudi Arabia, run by MBS and Ali Saud, are Najdis. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused to make dua for these Wahhabis and Najdis. And today they kafir. Saudi Arabian government is a kafir government. Quote me anywhere in the world. So that is very good, the Yemenis. They're giving support, you see. Trump deports 238 gang members to El Salvador. So they got no human rights. They send them to the notorious prison there. And that is how their democracy works. EU pledges plus minus $6 billion to Syria. But then you must listen to them, you see. They will give you money. They'll give you some material support. But then you become indebted to them. You see, Modi. Modi is a sharp guy in politics. He knows Pakka Harami what to do. So he says Kiev should speak to Moscow directly. He knows that his ties with Putin is very good. So now he tells Kiev, you must be speaking to them. So he knows this will not happen. But that's to make, you know, prostitution is rife and rampant in Saudi Arabia. I told you this long time ago. Every vice you will find in Saudi Arabia. Yesterday it was reported that now they are charging people, men and women, for immoral acts. Like what? Like prostitution, you see. This is happening in Saudi. Your wine will be found there. Your swine will be found. Everything you will find if you know where to look for it. But these Salafis, these scholars for dollars who receive money from the Saudi embassies, they try and cover it up and camouflage it. South African news, views, interviews, Trump not coming to South Africa. Trump says South Africa go to hell. I won't come to the G20 summit. We say good riddance to you, Trump, and your administration. Every one of you who got Iman, you should read the article. Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Sadiq Desai Sahab, Hafizahullah, one of the greatest South African born ulama ever. So he wrote a brilliant article against the expelled ambassador. I sent it out to thousands of people yesterday. You should send it out. You see what he writes? 100% the truth. So we agree with our Ustad. I sent him a message. Hazrat, you did an excellent job. We're making dua for you. We're waiting for you. We want to meet you again. Cyril is in big problem. He said the ANC is still shopping around for allies. You see that? Kusile, do you know where's Kusile? Where my connections are? In Okis. So there, the Kusile power station. So six of them will appear in court. You know for what? I don't have to tell you. Corruption and fraud and so forth and so on. Today is the day of Badr. Allahumma munzil al-kitab wa mujri al-sahab wa hazim al-hazab ihzimhum wa zalzilhum. Ya Allah, decimate Israel and the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime and the baby killers. When you meet the Jutla, tell him you're a baby killers. Tell him we will no more do business with you. When you meet these Americanos, Yankees, tell them you are the biggest terrorist haramis and you are the one who caused all the problems. You must just cut off ties with them economically, boycott them. They can't force you. And in that way, you bring them to the knees. Allah give us Iman through Iman. Allah give us through Hidayat. Then something will happen. Inshallah, today 11 to 12 will be the bless of marriage and 1 to 2 tafsir. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.